Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Panthers have set their initial 53-man roster for the 2024 season, and amongst the notable names that did not find a slot on the roster is Terrace Marshall Jr., the former LSU Tiger wide receiver, waived along with 24 other players yesterday. Marshall has appeared in 36 games for the team, 64 catches, 767 yards, and just one touchdown while in Carolina. And let's call it what it is. Those numbers are why. Those numbers are why you cannot come into this league with the posture and the stature that TMJ has. He's not. I think one of the things that happened is that TMJ's got hops, and a lot of people looked at this guy as a bigger wide receiver, right? They looked at him as like that big time red zone threat that you throw it up in the corner and TMJ goes up and gets it, because that is what he did at LSU. TMJ's 6'2", 200 pounds.
Wow. Not nearly as tall.
Yeah.
I mean, how many years can you be a project? I'm surprised it took this long for him cut.
I'm not surprised it took this long for him to be cut, because I do think he was a project with promise. I do think there were still aspects of his game. There are still aspects of his game that I'm like, all right, like you can see it, right? Like you can see it. It's not out yet, but you can see it. And I think there was some belief that, especially considering the quarterback situation, right? We've talked about this with Bryce Young. Context of a situation matters. And one of the biggest contexts that I think you have to discuss is the equipment around a guy. And this is a wide receiver that, for the years he's been in Carolina, has not had consistency, he hadn't had a good coach yet. Dave Canales was the first good coach, TMJ, or a good coach in terms of running the offense.
First good coach, and he went,
No, what I meant was first good coach, because he's had wide receiver coaches in Carolina. He's had Smitty there working with him for a couple of years now. But it's less about the individual instruction, and it's more about having a coach that runs an efficient offense that plays to the strength of the team, right? I go back to Matt Rhule, who was there when TMJ showed up. I go back to Matt Rhule, and you want to know why Christian McCaffrey's not a Carolina Panther? It's not because of what they got back when they sent him out to San Francisco, who was a contender at the time. Christian McCaffrey is gone from this team because McCaffrey, and I don't think he's ever said it, I wouldn't be shocked to have found out that he wanted to go, that he wanted out. Why? Because Matt Rhule was a guy that was taking Christian McCaffrey, a guy that last year, two things. Number one, stayed healthy all year, something that never happened in Charlotte. And number two, was not asked to run between the tackles. And what did he do last year? Great one. All he did was get you more than 2,000 yards of offense. And what did he end up with last year? Like 21 touchdowns on the season? because they knew how to use him, and then they used them that way versus Matt Rhule, who's like, yeah, Christian McCaffrey's 5'2", 87 pounds. Let's run him off guard. Not the right play.
Well, there is talk, and I heard this today, this morning. I forget where, that they're debating whether he's the best running back football.
I mean, I would say it is fair to include him in the conversation. I think that, you know, you get to ask the question, where do you draw the line between running back and flex player, right? Like, if I can line McCaffrey up as a running back, but I can also line him up as a wing back, and he's still just as dangerous. But he's absolutely in that conversation. And so when McCaffrey's in Carolina and they're running him off center and they're running power ISOs with a running back who's 115 pounds soaking ass wet, that's not how you use that guy. That's not what that guy is for. Yet it was just coaches who go, it's my way or the highway. This is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. It doesn't fit the equipment I have, but that's what we're doing. And so there is a little bit of sadness for me in TMJ, because I don't think he's the only guy in Carolina that was utilized improperly. But then you have to put that in comparison to, say, Adam Thielen, who was not utilized properly last year, but he succeeded nonetheless, right? Adam Thielen is not an X wide receiver, a wide receiver one. X wide receiver is the wide receiver that is usually lined up on the line of scrimmage opposite the tight end. Why? Because that's the guy that you are giving more space to operate. You know he is drawing the best defender that they can throw at him, so you're giving him more space to operate, more space to move. That's your best wide receiver, your X. Adam Thielen is not an X wide receiver. That's not his game. His game is to line up in the slot. His game is to line up on the side of the field where there is the most offensive player, which means there's also the most defensive players, but it also means those are not the best defensive players on the football field, A. And B, it also means that you're looking for bubbles. You're looking for holes in the coverage. Adam Thielen's game is to get off quickly on the line of scrimmage, to look at the defense and go, all right, safety's dragging with the fly route. Cornerback's working underneath the wheel route. That means that the hole in the coverage is going to be where the cornerback is vacated. I'm going to run there, turn around, sit down, and give my wide receiver my numbers to throw to as the escape valve, as the emergency guy. Last year, he was running as a one wide receiver. That ain't it, Chief. Yet, he still succeeded. He still thrived, right? McCaffrey was being asked to run like a power back, even though he's a finesse back, but he still succeeded. Granted, he got hurt every damn year in Charlotte because of it, but when he wasn't hurt, he succeeded. I feel bad for TMJ because the difference in the two guys that I just mentioned succeeding in those roles and TMJ is that TMJ had a couple of years, that those two guys, Adam Thielen and Christian McCaffrey, they had a couple of years to develop as players. They had a couple of years to develop their talent level, their skill set, to learn the different positions on the field. TMJ came into the mix and was thrown to the wolves immediately, was thrown to the wolves straight up. They're like, hey, dude, this is what you do and this is how you do it. And unfortunately, I don't think he ever got the chance to actually develop his game. Now, we'll see what Rashad Beard has to say about that tomorrow. I believe Rashad Beard is going to be in the same thought pattern than I am right now. But overall, I do honestly feel bad for Terrace Marshall Jr. at the same time. That's not Dave Canales' problem. This is why Cut Day stinks so bad, because there's a lot of guys that have a lot of factors that go into why they are the player that they are and why that player does or does not fit, especially under a new coach, into whatever the program is that they're trying to establish, the culture, the identity that they're trying to establish. And it's not their fault. It is not TMJ's fault that he spent 3 years in Carolina and never really had an offensive head coach that developed and utilized him to match his talent and was able to bring out the best of him as a player.
I don't know that we know all that, because we don't know what his practice habits are. We don't know what his comprehension or retention are for the plays. We don't know any of that stuff. He has managed to hang on. I've never understood yours and Rashad's faith in the guy, because I just never thought he was that great.
Again, I know who my comparison and concern is for TMJ. You know who I'm worried TMJ is the predecessor for, is the guy that we're going to be talking about? Xavier Leggett. Honestly, I worry. The difference is, and this is why I do have more confidence, comfort with the future career of XL, because XL comes into a system where there is what appears to be, so far, we haven't seen him coach a single regular season game yet. We're a week and a half away from that, but he at least comes into a situation situation where you've got a guy in Dave Canales that at least appears competent. Not confident, competent. At least feels like he knows what he wants and how to get the most out of a guy. And I don't think TMJ ever had that. And then you add on to the fact that he had a year with the Matt Rhule OOU mentality. Well, what if he wasn't OOU? And what if he wasn't getting the same attention and the same level of development opportunities as other guys do because he wasn't OOU? That's on TMJ. I agree with what you're saying. We don't have a ton of info on what TMJ was behind the scenes. Was he that guy that was first in the locker room, last out? First in the weight room, last out? Or was he a guy who just kind of showed up and assumed that his natural born talent was going to carry him through? I don't know. But what I do know is, regardless of his personality, the situation was never good for Terrace Marshall Jr. I would not be shocked to see somebody today pick that cat up and give him a second chance. The 53-man roster set for the Carolina Panthers. 25 players released yesterday to get down to that 53-man week one limit. The next step in the process is for the players who were released by NFL teams to make it through the waiver wire process to make it through waivers before they can be added to practice squad positions. Of course, not all of them will. Many of them will be picked up on the waiver wire, as some teams will still have further roster rotations that they want to go through. The number one team on the waiver wire are the Carolina Panthers. I suspect that right now, up in Charlotte, North Carolina, there's a group of coaches probably sitting in Dave Canales' office. Dave Canales strikes me as the guy who's in the office at like 3 a.m., right? Like, he strikes me as the guy that he's already gotten up, run a marathon, worked out twice, taken a cold shower. He doesn't take hot showers. Hot showers are for lazy people. You got to take that ice cold shower, right? He strikes me as that dude that's already eaten his kale smoothie.
Ugh. Here's how we'll know for sure. Let's look at him now and look at him here. If he looks like he's aged 10 years, then he's that guy. I mean, until now, he's just been an assistant coach, right? This is his first head coaching
job. That is correct.
Yeah, so.
He's a very handsome individual.
He is. So we'll see how much of a toll it takes on. If he looks the same come this time next year, then he's not the guy you're describing.
We
know, as people who are getting up really early, what it does to you.
I was watching the Panthers game last weekend, and I was in the Bro Cave because it was on during Bet for the Cycle. And lady friend popped in during one of the breaks to come ask me something. And he was on. They were showing him on the sideline, and she goes, "He's handsome." I'm like, "Yeah, no, we know. I get it. I understand. Like, he's handsome, millionaire, and a head coach. Like, okay, lady, you're stuck with what you're stuck with. You made the call for me to be here, not me. All right?
Anyway." Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Anyway, we'll find out. Point is, Panthers have top billing on the waiver wire, and I suspect Canales and a handful of his dudes are probably in the office right now looking down the cut list of all of the other 31 NFL programs because there are spots this roster's got to get better. It's got to get better at linebacker. It's got to get deeper at defensive back. It's got to get deeper across the offensive line. So I suspect Carolina is likely right now sitting in the office, all the coaches, all the suits, in there pouring over the players that have been cut to see if there's anybody out there maybe that fit into the different spots that they need to get better at. We'll find out. I would not be shocked today to hear that the Carolina Panthers are picking up linebacker X or offensive tackle X and placing them on the roster and cutting somebody else from it. Once the waiver rotation is completed, then all of these players become eligible to be picked up for practice squad assignments. And I would not be shocked for that to end up being the case down the line as well. But again, we'll talk more about that when we get to those milestones. Here's who we know are gone from the team so far. Defensive tackle Junior Aho, Tyler Smith, offensive tackle, DT Ulumoale, guard Jack Anderson, linebacker Aaron Beasley, cornerback DiCaprio Boodle, guard Mason Brooks, safety Alex Cook, tackle Jeremiah Crawford, cornerback Willie Drew, linebacker Kenny Dyson, tight end Felipe Franks, tackle Ricky Lee, linebacker Derek McClendon, cornerback Quandre Mosley, defensive tackle Walter Palmore, wide receiver Sam Pinckney, quarterback Jake Plummer. Jake Plummer had the third most passing yards in the NFL preseason. He also played a lot. We didn't see BY until the last game, and he only played one series. I think we all kind of knew coming into this that obviously Andy Dalton was going to be QB2 behind BY9, and Jake Luton, who came in and was signed towards the middle of preseason, that's a guy who's got some familiarity with the offense, with the team, with the franchise, as he was a practice squad QB before, and that just left Jake Plummer as the odd man out. So it's not really a shock that Jack Plummer was the guy who was released from that position. What'd I say, Jake?
It took you three or four times before you finally got back to Jack.
And
I had to correct the sports flash.
It's very much like the San Diego Chargers, you know? It's only been 6 years. You gotta give me some time. Running back, Jaden Sheridan. Defensive tackle, TJ Smith. Wide receiver, Mike Strachan. Linebacker, Luigi Villain. Luigi, but with a J. Villain, V-I-L-A-I-N. That dude's a movie character bad guy. That guy is Mario's brother, but in Bizarro World. His last name's Villain. It's a little on the nose. Chris Wilcox, cornerback and linebacker Chandler Wooten were all waived. The Panthers also placed cornerback Dane Jackson, safety Sam Franklin, linebacker Tay Davis, and linebacker Cam Gill on injured reserve. Jackson and Franklin have been designated as eligible to return in the regular season, which doesn't really shock me all that much. Mike Boone has been released, as has tight end Jesper Horsted, tight end Jordan Matthews, and safety Rudy Ford were all let go as well. It's already been made clear by Dave Canales that the running back Mike Boone, it is their goal. They are hoping that he makes it through waivers and ends up on the Panther practice squad. Canales singled him out after the cuts were made and said, this guy ran hard in the preseason. I think he's got a future. He just needs some development time. And I actually agree with that. I like what I saw out of Mike Boone, but just not quite polished enough yet to add to the active roster. And so because of that, I do hope he clears the waivers for Carolina. I will not be shocked if he does not. I will not be shocked if Mike Boone ends up getting picked up by somebody who needs some running back depth. There are a handful of teams. The Packers are one of them now. Packers just lost A.J. Dillon. Got a neck injury, that is going to keep him out of the regular season this year. They need a little running back depth. A guy like Boone becomes a fantastic waiver pickup opportunity for them. So I doubt Mike Boone does, but if he does, he'll be back on the practice squad. I don't know about you, Zo. I don't know if there's anybody on this list that really shocks you. There's really not for me. I mean, I think the only one that maybe gave you a pause was TMJ catching the axe. But like we've talked about, he's had a couple of years now in Carolina to kind of find his stride, to kind of get there, to kind of develop and get that polish on him that they wanted him to get. And he just never did. And again, maybe it's because TMJ just doesn't got that dog in him. And maybe it's because he just wasn't that good. But I'm also willing to look at everything in context. In the context of this situation to me is that the Panthers were bad the last couple of years. And that includes includes the head coaching and the coaching staffs the last couple of years. With Frank Reich, they tried to put together that all-star coaching staff, and there is a reason that that's not how NFL coaches operate, that they don't just go get the best available, quote-unquote, coach on paper. They go get guys who fit within the philosophy, because I'd rather have some good guys that fit in the philosophy than a great guy at every position coach position that doesn't agree with my or participate in my philosophy, or else you get what happened last year, and that is what happened last year. So I don't know that TMJ ever really got to operate in a fluid but coherent environment. I think there is still the potential that the guy could develop, but sometimes you're just in a spot so long, you end up in a rut, and once you're in a rut, it gets real hard to break the habits that have made you what you are. So I'm actually happy for TMJ. He's going to get at least practice squatted somewhere. I'm happy he'll get the opportunity to go somewhere and maybe develop like Carolina had hoped that he would.
So this is like if someone gets hired and they have to take on a project that someone else did get done, and then that person goes, yeah, this job ain't for me, and they move on, and they hired another guy, and he has to take on that project also, and he doesn't understand why this project even exists, but they keep going with the project because it's part of their job. Or possibly does an owner have something to do with someone hanging on, even though they may not be up to par talent-wise with everybody else?
Yes to all of the above. Yes to all of the above. This is one of the things to me that is part of today, and I hope it changes. For the good of the team, I hope it changes. But that's the Tep legacy right now, isn't it? Like, every time something bad happens, it is more than fair of Panthers fans to go, is this the best move by the coaching staff, or is this a Tep directive? And it's a very fair question to ask. I do think, my thoughts on it, I do think with a guy like a TMJ, I see the upside. I see the upside. I see the potential. I see the possibility of TMJ still becoming a good wide receiver two somewhere, right? Again, I think the other thing that may have happened to TMJ is that a lot of people wanted to pigeonhole TMJ into this, oh, he's our big red zone threat. He's our big guy that when we get down inside the 20, that's the guy we go to. Again, my man was 6'2", 200. He wasn't a monster like a Johnny Wilson, right? He's not that guy. He just had hops. He had athleticism out the wazoo. And so I think he got pigeonholed a little bit, and that may have hindered the development. But yeah, I also think there's probably some element of, and I think a lot of us have had this experience where you start a job, you get involved in a project and in a group project, and you show up to start your portion of the group project, and you look at it and you go, why in the hell did they do it this way? This is a dumb way to do that. And you have two options here. Number one is you can deconstruct everything. You can blow everything up from the ground level, in which case you've got to start the project all over from ground zero. And on top of that, you add in the fact that, you know, most bosses aren't going to love if you come in and you go all the work that's been done so far, all the time that you've paid these people to do this thing, they did it wrong. I got to start over and you got to pay me for all that. They don't love that. Or number two, you've got to keep pushing forward and you try to fix what got done wrong in the future. You got to fix what happened. You got to fix the foundation as you're moving forward. And that's not always easy either. So I think sometimes it's just easier to scrap the whole thing and move to the next level. And I think that's probably the case with TMJ, because it would not just be about deconstructing Terrace Marshall Jr. and making him the wide receiver that you wanted him to be. It is also about, before you can even get to that point, it is also about deprogramming everything that was in him, right? Like, I've said a number of times that the reason I'm going with Russell Wilson, or one of the reasons that I'm going with Russell Wilson out of the gate if I'm the Steelers, is not because I don't think Justin Fields can do it. We saw Justin Fields do it in Chicago, or at least flashes of it. The reason I'm going with Russell Wilson is not because I don't think Justin Fields can do it, but because I think there is going to take some time to deprogram the Matt Eberflus out of him. The Matt Eberflus offense was a little bit simplistic, and I think that is a big, big part of the reason that Justin Fields got into a zone where Justin Fields, if he didn't see something open up very rapidly, took off down the football field. And I can't have that out of my quarterback. I got to have a guy who's comfortable back there, is comfortable sitting in the pocket collapsing around him, still holding his ground, throwing the football. And a lot of that I put on Matt Eberflus. And I think it is going to take some time to deprogram that out of Justin Fields and get him new and ready to go to learn the offense in a also Russell Wilson, I think, is still fine. But put that aside for a minute. I think that might be the case with TMJ. You don't just have to develop him as a wide receiver like you would if he was a rookie, but you also have to deprogram the Matt Rule and deprogram the Frank Reich out of him. And if you're Dave Canales, you don't really have time for that. You don't. You've got new wide receivers in the books. You've got Xavier Leggett right there. So instead of having to deprogram TMJ and then reprogram TMJ for what you need him to be, I'm just going to tank the guy that I only have to do one of those things. I'm just going to take the guy that I don't have to deprogram. I just got to start programming now. And I think that's the right play.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.